Traveling Jack, a new ZBS adventure series starring that accidental cosmic tourist, Jack Flanders. And now, part one, Dreams of the Blue Morpho.
Hello?
What are you doing up there?
Mojo?
I called Inverness and they said you were in the city.
Yeah, well, sometimes I... Where are you?
Manuel Antonio.
Who?
Do you know Quapos?
No, I don't know Quapos.
Well, it's up the road from there.
What is?
Manuel Antonio.
Who's this Manuel Antonio?
It's a sort of a town.
Ah, in Spain?
No.
What's that I'm hearing? Marimbas?
That's right.
Well, obviously then you're in Mexico.
No.
Okay, what is Manuel Antonio?
Playa Manuel Antonio.
Ah, Playa. It's a beach.
Ah, that's right.
Uh-huh. The Caribbean, right?
No, the Pacific.
You're not in Guatemala.
No.
Nicaragua.
That's north.
Well, wherever you are.
What the hell are you doing there?
I'm playing piano at Senor Frog's.
Senor Frog.
It's a bar.
Is your piano shaped like a lily pad?
No, that's the tables.
What?
The tables. They're shaped like lily pads.
Oh, come on. Now I know you're kidding.
No, Senor Frog's is a local hangout down here.
Senor Frog's. I love it.
Yeah, we've got some fine frogs down here.
Oh, you mean like the poisonous kind that the locals use for their arrows?
That's right.
You're not serious.
Oh, yeah. The natives call them poison arrow frogs.
Oh, that's clever.
We've even got some
poisonous butterflies down here.
What?
There's a couple species that put out cyanide.
Oh, come on.
But they won't hurt you, as long as you don't eat them.
Don't eat the butterflies. Mojo, where are you? Venus?
We got some fine snakes, too.
Like what? The Ferdelance?
That one. And coral snakes.
Oh, great.
There's so many iguanas down here. When you wake up in the morning, you gotta shake them out of your clothes.
Oh, that sounds exciting.
Oh, yeah. Especially if you find one inside your pant leg.
Yeah, I can imagine.
And there's leatherbacks down here, too.
Leatherbacks?
Turtles.
What kind of turtles have leatherbacks?
You know, the giant sea turtles. They grow about 6 feet long, and they average about 1,000 pounds.
Seriously?
Yeah, there was one they weighed
over 2,000 pounds.
Yeah? Well, how'd they get it to crawl up on a scale?
They probably lured it with a jellyfish.
Ah, they like jellyfish.
About the only thing that does. We also have armadillos, toucans, jaguars, monkeys, macaws, three-fingered sloths, and my favorite, the black-striped hog-nosed skunk.
Ah, oh, that's your favorite, huh?
And the most amazing thing of all about this country... Jack, you won't believe this.
Probably not.
You can drink the water.
Where?
Everywhere. Everywhere in the country.
Mojo.
I won't even drink the water in this country.
I almost forgot. We've got one of the most beautiful butterflies in the world. You know what I mean?
No, Mojo.
The Blue Morpho.
The Blue Morpho?
Neon blue. With iridescent wings that flash like mirrors in the sun.
I know where he is.
I've seen some that are as big as your face.
Mojo, you're in Costa Rica.
Hey.
And you're calling me from Senor Frog's Lily Pad Lounge.
It's not exactly a lounge, it's just a bar on the edge of a white sandy beach in Manuel Antonio.
Oh, it sounds nice, Mojo.
Oh, yeah.
So, why the phone call? To rub it in?
Rub what in?
The sea salt.
I'm up here in the freezing cold, and you're down there in the sweltering tropics.
Did you know flying from New York City to San Jose, Costa Rica, it's only 5 hours?
Mojo, what are you doing? Tempting me?
That's right.
Oh, well, keep going.
You see, I've got a problem.
Mojo, you? No.
Well, it's not really me. It's a friend. I told her you could help her.
Help her with what?
Get rid of something.
Something that's following her.
Not a person, but a something.
That's right.
Something dark?
No, it's a light.
Something light?
No, it's a light.
A light is following your friend.
That's right.
Well, this is a twist.
I'll bet.
I'm the one that's always calling you for help. So now it's payback time, huh?
No, I wouldn't put it like that.
Has anyone other than your friend seen this light?
I saw it.
Well, what did it look like?
Like a light.
How many watts?
Man,
she's not being stalked by a light bulb.
What is it?
I don't know. That's why I'm calling you.
It's a bad light.
It's freaking her out, yeah.
Well, Moto, don't they have shamans or witch doctors down there?
They don't know how to get rid of this.
So what's your friend's name?
Amy. Amy Nelson.
Amy. So she's actually running from the light.
That's right.
And where is she running? Toward the dark?
Looks that way.
You mean it's actually driving her toward the dark?
It's driving her crazy.
How long has this been going on?
Ever since she can remember.
You mean she's lived with this light all her life?
She said it wasn't a problem until her first boyfriend.
When was that?
In high school.
And?
And then the light would show up whenever
she got involved with someone.
Did her boyfriend see it?
I don't think so. I guess they felt it.
They felt the light?
Yeah.
What did it feel like?
I suppose it felt like a threat.
And you said you actually saw it?
Yeah, but I didn't feel anything. It was just there.
For how long?
Oh, maybe about a minute.
It was checking you out?
Maybe.
How did you meet Amy?
She and some of her friends would come by Senior Frog's, and one night when the bar was pretty empty, she came in alone. Hmm. We started talking, and I saw this light behind her, off in the trees, and she knew I was watching it. And then she just broke down.
She started crying?
Yeah, but not like she was hysterical. Just beaten, worn down.
And then she told you the story of Amy and the light?
She told me some. More came out later.
Mojo, are you involved with her?
Oh, come on.
Uh-huh.
No. I figured maybe I could help. She's been trying to get away from it for the last couple of years.
Now, wait a minute. You said she's been seeing this light all her life.
All I know is she says in the last 2 years, it's been getting worse. When she was living in Italy, it got so bad she was seeing it everywhere. She left and came back to Costa Rica.
But it followed her.
She said it took about 2 months before it showed up again.
So there's no escape.
That's right. And now it's getting more intense, and she's scared.
You mean like what? More aggressive? Brighter? What?
All of those.
Well, how close does it get?
You mean to her?
Yeah.
Like right over her shoulder.
And you saw that?
No. The first time I saw it, it was in the trees across the road.
Mojo, are you sure it wasn't someone with a flashlight?
No. The other time I saw it, it was through a window. It was outside, about 30 feet away.
Hmm, that's pretty close.
That's close enough.
Mojo, do you think it's trying to possess her?
After all these years, I don't think so. But if we know what it is, then we'll know why it's hanging around her and why it's getting worse.
So, when do I meet Amy?
She's staying in a hotel up the road. She feels protected there.
Why? Do they have armed guards?
Oh, yeah.
Seriously?
They have their own security force.
But I thought Costa Rica was a safe country.
Well, important people stay in that hotel. You know, political bigwigs, diplomats, executives, rich people.
And people who like to pretend that they're rich.
They even got a helicopter pad.
Really? Here? In Manuel Antonio. Hey, this is a pretty funky place, isn't it?
No, this town is Cuepos. Manuel Antonio is up and over the hill.
Okay, well, whatever.
Before they built that hotel, there was a forest up there. So they dynamited the hilltop. They blew the top right off, trees and all.
But I thought Costa Rica was known for its ecotourism, the way they protect their national parks. They don't encourage...
Well, political pocketing, you know. Robbery, taking a bite, what the locals call chorizo.
Like the sausage?
Yeah, In fact, a couple of years ago, someone came out with a board game called Chorizo. The winner is the one who buys the most officials, cheats in elections, and schemes how to grab the most money.
Sounds just like home. So, what's the name of Amy's hotel?
El Pompadour.
Did they blow off the top of the mountain to build a hotel that looks like a hairdo?
No, that's just it. The top of the hill already looked like a pompadour. That was before they blew it away.
Ah.
Now it's a flat top.
What did they build on it?
Looks like a Spanish fortress.
So I guess Amy feels safe there.
Yeah, so far.
Let's get something to eat. I'm starved.
Capos is a lively little Costa Rican town on the Pacific coast that's frequented by tourists and Ticos. It is a pretty funky town. Capos finally put up street signs only 2 years ago, and since the locals never knew the names of the streets, the workers didn't know which way to point the signs. So if one day you find yourself driving around Capos, good luck.
Well, Mojo, how do you like it here in Costa Rica?
I like it. The people are nice, warm, and friendly. Did you know this country doesn't have a standing army?
Really? What do they have, a sitting army?
No, man. Costa Rica doesn't have an army, or a navy, or an air force.
No military, huh? That's pretty rare for a Central American country.
It has the highest literacy rate in Latin America.
Ah.
Almost 30% of the national budget goes toward education.
That's really impressive.
Yeah. When you drive through the countryside, you'll see all those little one-room country schools. Every village has at least one. And ecotourism, that's big here too.
You know, when I hear of ecotourism, I think of birders wearing binoculars, you know?
Birders are nice people. Quiet too.
Well, that's saying something. Especially for American tourists. Speaking of quiet, boy, is it ever loud in here.
I think someone's having a birthday.
Well, as I started to say, here's to the bird watchers.
To birders.
May they forever flock and flourish.
And here's to the monkey ears.
Monkey ears?
No, monkey ears. People who watch monkeys.
Is that a big attraction here?
It brings in the tourist dollars. It's what they call monkey business.
Oh, God, Mojo, I stepped into that one, didn't I?
There was one tourist I heard about. He was looking up in a tree, and some monkey dropped a papaya on his head.
Ouch.
Gave him a big black eye.
Really?
Yeah. That's what they call a monkey shiner.
Oh, Mojo, will you stop? You know, as we get older, there's one thing that never seems to change.
What's that?
We haven't gotten any less corny, have we?
I'll drink to that.